Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. I'd like you to listen to some music to mark Good Friday by bringing you a comment on the fourth sorrowful mystery of the Rosary. Stay tuned as we join music historian Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
O crux, ave, spes unica. Hail, O cross, our one hope. Those words are taken from the ancient Good Friday hymn Vexilla Regis, The Royal Banners Forward Go. They can serve as a focus for our meditation on the fourth sorrowful mystery, the carrying of the cross. We've been listening to a setting of that text by Cristobal de Morales, a Spanish composer from the first half of the 16th century. If any of you have ever witnessed the traditional celebrations of the Semana Santa in Spain, you'll know how beautiful and how moving they can be. So it comes as little surprise that Spanish composers should have provided much fine music for Passion Tide. One of my favourite settings of those words is by Anton Bruckner, the great Austrian symphonist and disciple of Wagner. In addition to his 9 grandiose symphonies, he also wrote quite a lot of church music. His firm faith shines through his deeply felt motets, which are written with a fascinating blend of traditional choral textures and Wagnerian harmonies. It's a powerful combination. Another 19th century composer who set those same words was the Hungarian Franz Liszt. They appear in his Via Crucis, one of the rare examples of a musical setting of the Stations of the Cross. Let's listen to a passage from the choral introduction to this work, based on the Plainsong hymn tune. Liszt is probably best remembered for his extraordinary brilliance as a pianist. Reflected in his large output of virtuoso music for solo piano. But he was also one of the most innovative composers of the whole 19th century. He lived for many years here in Rome, and towards the end of his life he took minor orders, although he never went on to become a priest. His late choral music conveys something of his religious fervour, and it makes use of harmonies that seem remarkably advanced for the 19th century. Listen to this passage from the fifth station, when Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry the cross. And and listen now to the music leading up to our Lord's anguished cry to the holy women of Jerusalem, "Weep not for me, but for yourselves and for your children." Soon after this, as we contemplate Jesus falling for the third time, the music takes on an aggressive, almost brutal quality. After all the strange experimental harmonies that Liszt uses in the organ writing as he follows Jesus along the path to Calvary, the work concludes in great simplicity. We return to the hymn, O Crux, Ave. In the words of one of the standard modern translations, O Cross, our one reliance, hail. So may this passion tide avail to give fresh merit to the saint and pardon to the penitent. In the closing bars, the chorus simply whispers those two words that point to the heart of this mystery. Ave Crux, hail, O Cross.
A big thank you there to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently working at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.